The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
The man who rules over you simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, January the 25th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Henry the Eighth Married Anne Boleyn 492 Years Ago Today. And the time is 10:41 a.m. here in London, making it, 5:41 on the east coast of America and 2:41 on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, I had a fairly strange start to the day. I generally stick my headphones on and listen to any shows I've still got left to listen to. But one thing I had left to listen to was the Cypress Hill concert with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, which took place for one night only on, I believe, July the 10th last year. Now, I followed this before it happened and after, and loads of people have been filming it on YouTube who'd attended the concert. Within a few days, all these films seem to have been taken down. I just parked it in the back of my mind. I thought, you know, if they're going to do this for one night, then obviously you don't get together and do loads of rehearsals with a big orchestra and stuff for just one night. It's going to have been filmed, it's going to have been recorded, it's going to be released. So I'll just check back in a few months and see if it's on Amazon or what have you. So I did that, nothing there. Did the Cypress Hill website, nothing there. And it's been 6 months, so I would have thought they'd have brought it out by now. And then there were still some clips online, and I found a whole copy of the concert on YouTube. And so I listened to about half of it yesterday and finished the other half while I was at my computer this morning. And the music's never as good with live albums for me as it is on the original versions, unless you get the odd live in 85 version of Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, which also was never commercially released. You have to find that on YouTube. Or the Lou Reed album, Rock and Roll Animal. It's got a live version of, most of the live versions of the songs on there are better than the original versions that I heard. Okay, so following that, when I was having my breakfast, I was watching Monty Python, the first series on Blu-ray. Now, what happened with this? The funny thing is that this is out of print now in the UK, because it was produced by a company called Network that went bust. And when I bought this, it was purely by chance. I've not seen the complete UK version on eBay at all. I've seen the individual series, but not all of them. You never seem to be able to find Series 3, for example, or Series 2, one or the other, but you just don't find it. Because I was going to buy them all individually at one point, and I thought, well, if I can never find one of them, I don't really want any of them, you know. So this popped up, and a guy was opening bid £7.50, or buy it for £45. And I just did a straight buy it now, because the only other copies available are like US imports that are £70, £80, what have you. And I'm pleased I did. I didn't hear from the guy for a few days. I thought, oh, is this one of these guys? He suddenly looked it up and realised it's worth a lot more than he's put it up for, and he's going to start, oh, I don't have it, or all this, or lost in the post, this sort of nonsense. But turned out he wasn't well. I got the item. And I bought it. I already had the DVD, but I'd never really watched the DVD, and I thought maybe having it on Blu-ray would give me a greater interest to watch it. And that's why I did. And at the same time, I bought the Blu-ray of the Blackadder series and the Blu-ray of the Fawlty Towers series and of the Young Ones series with Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson. All of those were BBC. What I can say about this Monty Python is the quality is just amazing. So if you like Monty Python's Flying Circus, it's out by Universal in America, and I believe it's still the network print. So you will not be disappointed. You'll be, wow, this is amazing. However, the BBC Blu-rays, and I'm not criticising this because it is the BBC, you can look up reviews for yourself. Some people say it's not much of an improvement on the original. The ones for Blackadder and the Young Ones, certainly. Nothing like the quality of this Monty Python's Flying Circus. And if I'd have seen it, I wouldn't have bothered with the upgrade from DVD to Blu-ray. So it's always worth looking at that. Another thing that I want to mention is after my little... let me just check that. Yeah, and just one quick thing with Monty Python. It is quite hit and miss. I was nearly 12 minutes into episode 4 of season 1 before something funny happened, and that was the sergeant who trains people to defend themselves against attacks by various pieces of... people brandishing various pieces of fruit. And, yeah... that was the way the series was, but when it was good, it was really good. There was just a lot of stuff you had to sit through. Okay, so after my little moan yesterday, my little whinge about not receiving any donations, someone stepped up and I received my first donation. So I have thanked them by email, and I thank them again now. As I say, this is what I'm planning to do as I scale down my work at my mother's, but obviously it needs to be something, if I'm going to do it full time, that I can actually make a living on. Otherwise I will have to do something else. Fortunately, I don't need lots of money to make a living, and I did indeed subsidise this show throughout its run with some of my savings. I feel getting the word out is important. If you agree and you do have the wherewithal to do so, please just wing something my way, and then I'll get an idea of if this show can continue in the longer term. Okay, so shows that I have downloaded from yesterday. Well, there's one I haven't downloaded because trying to get... You have to download the video from Rumble using a tool I use now called... can't find it. There's a variety of video convert, you know, downloaders you can find online, but it's from the Stu Peters Network Rumble channel on rumble.com, and it's called We Knew It: Trump's 90-day foreign aid freeze does not include Israel, comma, Ukraine. And it's an hour and 10 minutes, but it's about a 5 gig video, so it's going to take about a similar time to download. So I thought, well, I'll just watch it bit by bit probably later in the day if I get the chance. Haven't seen any other stories about this. It's only been Stu Peters who said that the 90-day foreign aid freeze does not include Israel and the Ukraine. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, so I'm just reporting what he is saying. The shows that I have downloaded are Patrick Slattery had Cato on, and that's always nice to hear him and Cato chatting. You go to the republicbroadcastingarchives.org website and scroll down to the select Patrick Slattery from the show host menu on the right hand side, and then you can get that show. And others, of course. I also listened... Erica Kahn is on the Jeff Rentz programme every Wednesday and every Friday, second hour. And the title of the programme was AI Medicine, Good, Bad or Otherwise. And I'm a few minutes in. They've started playing a clip of Kate Sheremani, so I'm into that. And that hour with Erica is always put up for free on rents.com. So you just need to scroll down there. I believe they're on the right-hand side. It's titled Jeff and Erica. in the column, and then the shows will be listed there. So I hope that gives you some ideas of things to listen to today. My favourite show that I listen to on a Saturday is the Not the BCFM Politics Show with Tony Gosling and Martin Summers. When they're good, they're the best presenters working together, I think, for me. I mean, what I tend to do is whatever I download on a Saturday, I always save them for last, because I generally meet Amanda, and so I might listen to something beforehand, and I'll just look forward to the afternoon when I switch their show on. What's happened is Martin Summers wasn't on last week, and he's not on this week, and I think Tony said he's either off for another 2 weeks or he's back in 2 weeks, but I'll be checking it next week and each week after until he comes back. I think that the issue for me, if Tony Gosling suddenly got a new co-presenter, I would certainly listen, and you know, hopefully it would be good, or as good as with Martin Summers. But The X-Files is my favourite programme, folks. And even though Robert Patrick, I think, is a fantastic actor, when he replaced David Duchovny, and there was no animosity there, David Duchovny didn't want to do it anymore, so they brought in a new male lead, which was him. But even though he's a good actor, the stories, yeah, they're not too bad. It's just not the same. The only episodes I saw were with at the very end, when David Duchovny comes back for a couple of episodes, and they were a bit bizarre, to say the least. But anyway, that can be how things go. So anyway, I look forward to Martin Summers' return. And that show, like the Jeff Rentz programme, it's been around for donkey's years before I became aware of it and started listening to it. And I just wish I'd have started listening to both of those shows sooner. Okay, so now let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So we'll go over to... these are all Daily Mail headlines, surprise, surprise. Electric cars are now more, in capitals, reliable than their petrol and diesel counterparts, study claims. Well, this study was made by a couple of organisations, one of which was the London School of Economics. So I imagine that you can't doubt the veracity of their claims, can you? Okay, let's move on to... actually, on that note, why would the London School of Economics, that deals in economics, be doing studies on fuel efficiency of vehicles? Wouldn't it be more likely to be a scientific college, or the reliability of vehicles rather? Wouldn't it be something more to do with that? Why would it be an economics thing? Just saying. Then we've got Green King Charles loves Ed Miliband's net zero agenda as energy minister faces humiliation over Labour support for a third Heathrow runway. Well, this King Charles Green agenda has been pushed that he was an environmentalist and all that right through the 80s when I was growing up. And he was satirised for it a great deal in not just shows like Spitting Image, but in the mainstream media as being this... you know, environmentalist, lovey, that sort of stuff. And of course, as time's gone on and we've seen the watermelon meme, green on the outside, red on the inside, it seems to me that, especially with the links to the likes of the World Economic Forum, that this is a lot more sinister than it's made out to sound. Let's move on to British civil servants will refuse to recognise Donald Trump's rebrand of the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America on official maps. Well, this isn't quite as big a sort of dispute as it's made out to be. Basically, what they say in the article is they recognise territories how the world recognises territories. And just because Donald Trump is going to change the name to the Gulf of America doesn't mean anybody else in the world is. And so until there's some sort of official change, like a country, you know, officially changing its name. So if you bought an encyclopedia some years ago, you'd have the country of Sudan in it, until Dr. Peter Hammond was involved in setting up a country called South Sudan, which would now be included in encyclopedias, maps, or what have you, because that was an official thing. They don't regard this as official enough, basically. Presumably because it's not necessarily US territory. There must be something about it, otherwise why would it have Mexico in it beforehand? Either shared territory or Let's not go there, because I don't know one way or another, to be honest, do I? Let's look at the next one. Former Just Stop Oil donor Dale Vince is slammed by furious Question Time audience member after he accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. And I think this is really quite convenient. So the BBC, their flagship politics show, where they get generally senior political figures from the major parties to appear on a panel, and the audience asks them questions, and then they'll get a wild card in there. So the wild card this time is this Just Stop Oil donor Dale Vince. So 99% of people in this country really don't like these protests where people sit in the road, where they deface our heritage, things like that. And this guy was a supporter of that because he donated to it. And just by chance, he also accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, which resulted in a furious audience member saying, where is it, the line here? This was met with a furious response by a man in the audience who said, "How dare you say that? Genocide happened to 6 million Jews in the Second World War. Where is the equivalence?" Funnily enough, they don't identify the audience member, which I found rather interesting. But yeah, so they, for me, I knew this would happen. Hold on. Okay, so we're starting the recording after having to unplug the phone, and something I should have done beforehand. I just didn't realise that I would be getting a call a lot earlier than I generally do. But, well, we'll just leave that there before I really get annoyed. Okay, so the next article. Biohacker Brian Johnson slammed for measuring quality of teen sons' erections and comparing them to his own. That's about as far as I got in the article also. Next, conveyor belt of trans ideology is blamed as number of Brit teens saying they suffer from gender distress is 50 times higher than a decade ago. Well, for me, this is exactly how the people who run the world get away with avoiding criticism, okay? Because if they made a law specifically, which we talked about yesterday, the truthseeker.co.uk were very worried that the government were using the Southport attack on these defenceless toddlers to pass legislation where essentially it was so woolly, which Section 4, Section 5 public order legislation is, because the whole purpose of it is to be used to get their enemies. We need to get their enemies, so we need to make it as broad as possible and as open to interpretation as possible, so it can be used for what it's intended for, and that's to shut up people we don't like, okay? And of course, they were talking about how they could use it for people who would criticise a lockdown or COVID restrictions, things like that. Well, again, by the same rationale, if you're going to have laws against any sort of free speech, if you were to say, right, you're not allowed to criticise the elites at all, this would sound a little bit draconian, sound a little bit like communism. And this is why I think as well, the future model for getting these jabs into us is not necessarily going to be a lockdown, a pandemic, but it could be the more of the bribery approach. You know, you're about to get cancer, or you will do, and this particular vaccine that we're making, it's tailored for you. You know, we're doing this stuff specially, it's all tailored specially for you. You take that, you'll avoid cancer. Well, how many people are going to fall for that one? So that's why communism fell. And people say, well, you know, when you say about the UK being like communist today, it's nothing like it was in Stalin's Russia and 60 million Christians being killed and stuff like that. Well, no, it isn't. But the principles are the same. The principles restricting free speech, the anti-God nature, censoring things like the Bible that offend certain people, all these different things are there. It's just the execution is not quite so brutal at the moment. But if they have to go down the hard line, they will. They don't really want to go down the hard line because it failed. And that's why communism fell. They had to, you know, some people say that when the Berlin Wall came down, it wasn't the end of communism, it was the start of communism being rolled out across the West. So there you go. But so going back to the headline, Trans ideology has gone up 50 times higher than a decade ago because it's been pushed by the education system, it's been pushed by the mainstream media, it's been pushed by the government. And so as a result, when special interest groups ask for legislation to, you know, prevent harm to feelings, oh, it's the feelings, you've got to be so careful, they could get suicidal, oh, it's dreadful. What they're really doing is they'll be tailoring that to a group like this, but then, just a coincidence, they also get the same protection being part of a minority group as well. See how it's done? So, there you go. Okay, let's move on to best-selling Apple product that's been exposing us to cancer. This is something to do with the watch bands on Apple watches, and I've never been wanting to go anywhere near an Apple product. They've always been twice the price of their competitors, at least. And I don't like the idea of their logo being a bite taken out of an apple, which is obviously symbolic of Satan's seduction of Eve, which is what really happened. You won't see Eve eating an apple in any Bible I'm aware of, but it was Satan seducing Eve. We don't need to go down that story. But just to, you know, add to that as a little cherry on top, shall we say, or the piece de resistance, you've got the logo of Satan seducing Eve, the bite out the apple, and the first ever Apple computer went on sale for $666 in the 1970s. The other thing I'd like to know is how were they allowed to exist with that name? Because Apple was already a record company set up by the Beatles in the late 60s. And Apple only came along a few years later, so how come there was no challenge to that trademark saying, no, you can't have that, Apple's already gone to the Beatles? Why was that allowed to go ahead? Something that's always always bothered me. Okay, so let's move on to, JFK's grandson issues stern message to Trump after decision to release classified Kennedy assassination files. The grandson's called Jack Schlossberg, and he's issued a harsh rebuke to Donald Trump. So, I don't know. What's he worried about? Would he be worried about the Oliver Stone's JFK version of the assassination coming out, or the Michael Collins Piper Final Judgment version of the assassination coming out? It's quite interesting. See if you can work that one out, what conclusions you come to. I found that quite an interesting story. Okay, so now let's see what is going on right now in the mainstream media. And here we are with the Associated Press, apnews.com. Hamas frees four female Israeli soldiers as part of the Gaza ceasefire. And the second top story on the right, Auschwitz was liberated 80 years ago. The spotlight is on survivors as their numbers dwindle. Yes. Okay, let's move on to BBC News. Scroll down to see what the most read top 10 stories are. Davos elite nod along as Trump delivers ultimatum. And his ultimatum is apparently that he's going to end America's decline and nothing's going to stand in his way. So, you know, these people saying, oh, you can't drill in Alaska, stuff like that comes to mind immediately. Oh, you know, you can't abandon DEI hires because that's not fair. Well, that comes to mind. All these different things come to mind. So we will see. But don't forget, it's not just America he wants to make great again. It's Israel he wants to make great again. Okay, let's go back to British Museum hit by alleged IT attack by ex-worker. We've got another Auschwitz headline. My family was murdered at Auschwitz. Her grandfather drove trains to the camp. Six big immigration changes under Trump and their impact so far. Well, we'll see if they do go ahead, or if they're knocked out by these so-called judges who appear to care very little for the democratic process in America. Trump was elected on the platform that he ran on, and he's now implementing that platform. So surely anybody going against that, as I said on yesterday's show, should not only not be allowed to, but they should be charged with treason if they're trying to use the legalese to stop the will of the people taking place. Very surprised that that's not been dealt with over there. Okay, let's have a look at the Daily Mail, see what the top story is there. I have a sneaking suspicion I know. No, I'm wrong. Something about the band Boyzone that has absolutely no interest to me whatsoever. WH Smith to sell all of its high street shops in massive deal 233 years after opening flagship store. Well, WH Smith is one of the worst shops that there is. Everything that you get there is extremely much more expensive than anywhere else. So they'll sell things like cigarettes, but you'll pay a fortune for them. The only thing that's worth buying there is if you need to get a paper or a magazine or anything that's got the price originally printed on it so they can't inflate it, then that's all I would ever buy in a shop like that. So I certainly won't be missing them. Okay, let's see what's going on in the independent news. So we'll start off with RT.com. And Donald, US halts programs for migrants, including Ukrainians. That's according to New York Times that RT has picked up. So whilst the aid might still be going to the Ukraine, the migrants coming the other way may not be. So that's there and the New York Times headline. Let's move on to rents.com. Need to speed through this now, I'm afraid. So scroll down to the headline section, past the picture of Melania Trump dressed as the Crypt Keeper. Shimatsu reverse tide, Mexican illegals, caravans head to two major border crossings, and the grim truth of the wreckage they leave behind. And, oh, Hegseth has apparently been confirmed as Secretary of Defence by a 5-5 vote, with Vance casting deciding vote. Rubio was unanimously confirmed. So I think the one question was over this Hegseth character, and sounds like he's in. Okay, so let's go to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. That's his top story as well about Hegseth. And here it says, aid to Ukraine halted for 90 days. So this contravenes what Stu Peters said to say. I do like it when I see stories that contravene each other, so I can broadcast both of them and see what's going on. Well, the first line, the US State Department has halted funding for military aid to Ukraine for 90 days. They can't survive that long. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued new guidance on Friday to temporarily halt spending on most foreign aid for 3 months. Military funding for Egypt and Israel will continue. So, yeah, there you go. That's Hal Turner's take on it. So it's Egypt and not Ukraine where the military funding will continue, that differs from the Stu Peters claim. Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Else's website. Scroll down. See if there's anything that jumps out at me. Well, there's a few videos and stuff. There's a Nick Fuentes video. I've never been a fan of Nick Fuentes. But is there anything at the top? Randall Carlson, Stonehenge, The Mystery Deepens. That is, got a rough idea of what that's going to be about. It's just over an hour. So if you're interested in Stonehenge and how it may have come about, that's something that will give you a break from all the US politics and Ukraine and Israel and all that sort of stuff. There you go. It's there for you on earthnewspaper.com. Censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. I haven't listened to him or Alex Jones since Trump got inaugurated. It's weird because now that he's in, it would just be like listening to a mainstream mouthpiece. following the president. In fact, you're going to get more pushback if you listen to the likes of a CNN show on... if you want to see something conspiratorial, you're better off listening to something like that or be attacking Trump than something that always used to attack the politicians, which was a conspiracy-based show. That's just something that came to my mind anyway. President Trump cancels Fauci's taxpayer-funded security detail. I did read something about that. Apparently, for some reason, Fauci was entitled to security limos, all these sorts of things. And him, along with some others, I don't know if it's in that particular article, National Pulse, so I can give you some of the other names. But Trump said, you know, if you want it, you need to pay for it yourself. And unfortunately, I want this article, but it doesn't come up very quickly. They really need to speed up their website. Senator Rand Paul, well, it's here now. Senator Rand Paul pushed for removing Fauci's security earlier in the week. I wish him nothing but peace, but he needs to pay for his own limos. And following Trump's order, Fauci will now have to pay for security out of his own pocket. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also had his security detail removed this week. And I believe there was... Oh, John Bolton as well. Good old Yosemite Sam John Bolton, as Jeff Rentz calls him. And he really does have a striking resemblance to that guy, not just in the way he looks, but in the way that he behaves. Okay, so let's close out with the Before It's News Top 10. And then I'm going to have to splice these two files together since I had that annoying phone call in the middle of the show. Okay, so let me just wait for that to load up. Here it is. Scroll down to number 10, which is, well, went up 11 hours ago, 115 people viewing. You won't believe what just happened to Michelle Obama 2025. Well, yes. Number 9 went up 5 hours ago, 118 people viewing. Estrianon dropping never-before-heard US military intel. Number 8 went up 7 hours ago, 133 people viewing. Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes and Charlie Ward, urgent emergency. The biggest disclosure yet. Yes, I bet it is. Has anyone ever seen Charlie Ward on anything other than BeforeIt'sNews.com? Because this was the first place I ever became aware of him. And I don't recall seeing him on any other platform or even being interviewed by anyone that I listened to. I mean, there are elements of Before It's News that I honestly think could have come about from the Barack Obama-sponsored infiltration of the independent media. But at the same time, I have to say that I would never have heard about David Goldberg's final words had it not been on Before It's News, because that was where I first saw it. And I didn't bother clicking on it. I was in a Nando's chicken restaurant at the time. And I thought, this looks like a load of nonsense. Why would I click on that? And then something else, I heard something else about it. And I went to listen to it and I was like, wow. So anyway, where were we? Oh, we're up to number 7, I believe. Went up a day ago, 140 people viewing. Dr. Brian Ardis, the biggest disclosure yet. This will change everything you know. Really? Number 6 went up 10 hours ago, 146 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 24th, Trump dropped bombshell, NCSWIC, whatever that means, third term, clean up this mess. Number 5 went up 12 hours ago, 168 people viewing. Wan O'Savin decode, Trump team and Barron, a very important message. Number 4 went up 19 hours ago, 207 people viewing. Shock, Trump just made the most dangerous move of his presidency, and it's finally happening. Number 3 went up 3 hours ago, 254 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, world's largest military sting op in progress. We have started mass... You have to guess what the next word is, folks, because the headlines run out. Number 2 went up 5 hours ago, 260 people viewing. Cliff High, trust me. That's pretty ominous words for Cliff High. Deep State has fallen. Gitmo awaits, really. I thought they already were in Gitmo. What's going on? Okay, number 1 went up 11 hours ago, 317 people viewing. And we know, Trump end the Fed, putting an end to the endless. JFK files wars ending. really. Do you think that they're going to end the Fed, folks? I wish. Okay, that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me this Saturday, January the 25th, 2025, for a show entitled Henry VIII Married Anne Boleyn 492 Years Ago Today. Traditional Christian message tomorrow, so I'll be back with this show on Monday. And until then, folks, have a wonderful weekend and bye for now.